From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov pledged Thursday to continue supporting Syrian forces in Aleppo until, in his words, the city is cleared of terrorists. Lavrov's comment came after a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Mevlut Cavusoglu, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. United Nations officials, meanwhile, say civilians in eastern Aleppo are in a state of desperation. They are calling for a humanitarian pause to allow safe passage of the seriously wounded out of the besieged Syrian city. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN calls for a humanitarian pause have repeatedly been ignored, and as time goes by, conditions for civilians trapped inside East Aleppo continue to deteriorate. UN food stocks have run out, and the number of wounded unable to receive treatment continues to rise. East Aleppo's hospitals are no longer functioning because Syrian and Russian forces have repeatedly bombed them. Russia proposes opening four humanitarian corridors to allow the wounded to leave East Aleppo and aid convoys to enter the city. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Oil prices rose Thursday, building on momentum from an agreement by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to cut production. The decision sent oil prices up by about 10% Wednesday. Thursday's gains were more modest. French President François Hollande has announced he does not plan to run for a second term. Hollande announced his intention Thursday in a televised address, saying he does not have sufficient support to win a second term. Hollande has the lowest approval ratings of any French president on record. This is VOA News.